All right. It's 2 minutes after one on Sunday, October 11th, 2009. We're going to resume the open session of the Pacifica National Board. My name is Grace Aaron. I'm the board chair. I'm going to turn it over to Rich Dussel, the secretary, to call the roll.
Okay, this is attendance. Sherry, is this working? Hello? Sherry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Presente aquí.
Joe Wanzala.
Present.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford. Leslie. Rico Ross.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rollin. Wendy Shrell.
Here.
Susan Young. Susan.
Here.
Or Sandra, whoever you are. Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Here.
A.C. Bird. Lizette King.
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Here.
David Beaton.
Here.
Fia Wangaza.
Here.
Sandra, no, she's, and Leslie are still out. Okay. Leslie's here. Okay. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Richard. All right. We have had so much closed session business that we are only going to be having an open session to deal with public comment. So we'll now have public comment, and at 1:30 we will adjourn, or 1:35 we'll adjourn into to closed session. So who would like to make a public comment?
Madam Chair, I would like to give notice that I intend to bring a motion to rescind a previously passed motion of this body.
Okay. Is that an open session motion?
No.
Okay. Then it should be noticed in closed session. But that's fine. We'll accept that. Who's the first person on the list? Okay, H. Williams.
Good afternoon. I'm.
Yes. Let's make it a two-minute time limit at this time.
Okay, thank you. I'm Herman Williams. I'm a longtime supporter of KPFT, and I'm here because I don't understand why we're meeting in this particular venue. There's no public transportation here, so apparently somebody didn't want a large number of people to attend. All right, in addition to that, there have been some program changes at KPFT, and Thresholds has been put on the air at 6 a.m. And George Ryder is a very important individual, and both individuals on that show that co-host the show have a lot of positive contributions to make, and I think they should be placed in a sensible time zone. All right, in addition to that, we don't have enough public affairs programming on the station. And the new format has a lot of music that nobody, I haven't been shown any evidence that these people are increasing ratings with the new format. So therefore, I think that more public affairs programming should be included at sensible times of the day. And I think that those are some of the changes that have to be made to keep KPFT viable. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Ted Weiskel.
I think you're all familiar with the book that was written that says everything I learned that was important, I learned in kindergarten. And in our bylaws, one of the things that's probably in that book, I can't quote it verbatim, is that you should follow the rules, and our rules include the bylaws. And I guess you've all heard this many more times than you'd care to, but I'm going to ask you to hear it one more time. It says that, I'm paraphrasing here, each LSB shall work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners and communities served by the station, and that station's policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for programming evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. I don't know where that's going on. And I think the whole lot of the infighting that exists within Pacifica would go away if there was that collaboration. That is my dream, and I hope that the powers that be here will do whatever you can to make that become a reality. The CPB rules are something that I was I limited to 30 to a time limit? I didn't hear that. Regarding open meetings, the CPB says each station, and I presume that also applies to the National Board, is encouraged to fashion its own maximum involvement of the community beyond the minimum requirements. I sure wish this procedure for hiring the ED and the CFO was done in a transparent manner. Open meetings is what the CPB calls for. The fact that the federal government is telling us to do things and we're falling short of that is kind of remarkable for Pacifica. I'm really sorry about that. And I hope that open meetings will be the procedure in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Next person is William Heerwagen.
Good. Thank you. Good afternoon, William Heerwagen, WBAI. I'm going to repeat a story that I said off air yesterday. Friday night there was Mrs. Bediaco from the board asked me something like, why did you eat that food? And what happened was, and I understand there's been interpretations and fictions of this out on, been written already, but what happened was, several people, maybe 10 or so, were standing outside waiting for a public session to begin. And I'll use the name again, Otis McClay, I think he's in the room. He said to us, all standing out there, that, oh, there's food here. So everybody went in and ate, and I turned out to be the last person trying to get food. And Otis came back and said, oh, it was really for the board. And I'm sure he's very embarrassed. I'm sorry to mention his name, but that's what happened. And I just took my half plate and went on my way. I didn't want to put it back in. We're very sorry that happened. And I have $20 here for Bob Letter and myself that we're going to give to Wendy, if she could take it as a donation or if it's the cost of the food. Then let's see. I want to move on to something that happened in New York, September 9th, LSB meeting, where there was I don't know if you use the word illegal, but not bylaws appropriate meeting. It was less than 24 hours notice of the location. It was an overcrowded room, and entering the WBAI building requires you have identification, and all those three things are against bylaws. And then there was at one point during the meeting when it was getting a little boisterous, a hearing-impaired listener moved his chair closer so he could hear what was going on. And as he tried to sit, a Dr. Seth Goldberg, a member of the WBAI OSP, yanked the chair out from under him, and the man fell to the floor and remained there. And as the chair of the board unbelievably just continued the meeting, and people in the area, many members of the LSB walked over this person and just ignored him, then are you saying that's time already?
Correct.
Okay. Well, anyway, it was a very unfortunate event, and I think the PNB should investigate what happened with regarding the LSB chair and the station interim general manager, because they behaved very strangely. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Bob Letterer.
Bob Letterer from the WBAI local station board and staff. And I just want to talk a little about some of the financial situation at WBAI in light of the continuing problems that exist there and the statement by the interim general manager that she was coming to correct those problems. It's very troubling indeed that the budget for the station was not put forward by her to the local station board finance committee until September 29th, 2 days before the new fiscal year for which it covers began. And this is in spite of a standing board policy that budgets should be prepared by the end of May, and her tenure began in the beginning of May. And the previous manager had submitted the first draft in July of last year. So that's one serious problem, that the process is so late. The other problem is that she has unilaterally made hires of newly created positions that are not in the budget. And when asked at finance committee meetings to explain on what basis, through what budget line, what authority, she refused to answer. She's also come to several of those meetings without any documents or preparation, again, in contrast to the practice of every previous interim or permanent general manager. And that's really not the way to move the station forward financially. So you have those kind of process problems. And then, as I said before, you have just a continuing pattern of arbitrary decisions that deny people due process. I mentioned the staff bannings, three of them, but there's also been the bannings of at least three listeners, including two candidates for the board. Again, no notice, no reasons given, no process, no right of appeal, just a statement that they are not allowed to enter the building anymore. And in some cases, they weren't even involved in the disputes that she's alleging were the source of the problem.
Okay. Next person is Lawrence Reyes. If Lawrence isn't here, we'll go on to the next person, who is Fernando Velasquez.
Can Lawrence take his place later? He's coming down the building.
Yes, sure.
My name is Fernando Velasquez, as Grace correctly announced. I'm a producer at the KPFK Radio Los Angeles. I've been there for over 30 years. At this point, I'm here to use my time to remind you that, just in case you didn't notice, that we are experiencing the second biggest economic crisis in U.S. history. And when there is a crisis like that, the liberals tend to move 12 to 18 degrees to the right. And if you continue to trying to appeal to the liberals, you're going to have to be better than NPR. And trust me, you cannot do that. You don't have the resources. You don't have the talent. So, yes, leave it alone. Additionally, I must remind you that just 2 weeks ago, as the over 60 countries met in Venezuela to agree in collaboration between Africa and South America, a series of agreements were reached, one of them among self-sufficiency and food and technology and communications and energy was the one, the creation of a radio continental, a multi-continental radio network. That's Radio of the South. That would include community radio stations from Africa, from Europe and Latin America and the Caribbean. And we'll be glad to extend our friendly, brotherly hand to the people in North America. You're welcome to join us. You got nothing to lose except for your anonymity. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next person is Serene Roberts. Okay.
Okay, thanks. A couple of points. I would actually not, I'd like to have this not taken out of my time. I don't know whether anyone has expressed condolences to Amy Goodman. I haven't heard that. I didn't hear it in the opening comments on Friday, but you know she lost her mom last week. So condolences to Amy, who has done a lot for this network. A few things I'd like to raise. I'm extremely concerned about the hiring process that is at work. I know that you guys are supposed to be voting this weekend, but I know I listened to a PNB call a few weeks ago where apparently the chair of the personnel committee had refused to allow other members of the board onto the call to listen to interviews, and a motion actually had to be passed directing that that be done. So while committee work is important because, you know, you need to get certain things done and it's faster if you can get a small group of people to really focus on a particular task, I think it's crucial that every member of the board, since every member of the board is responsible in all kinds of ways for the decisions about who runs this network, that everyone be allowed to participate fully and have access to the same kinds of information. So I'm really troubled about the decisions that you guys are making and how you're operating, and I would advocate that the candidates not make any permanent relocations based on anything this board does, because I'm extremely troubled about the legality, about the way you've been functioning. And frankly, I think the question has to be asked about what the role of Foundation Council is. Is the Foundation Council responsible for the foundation, or is the loyalty to the ED, and then the board goes out, does all kinds of ridiculous things, and you send legal in and finance in to clean up and cover up with listener money? So I want us to actually take a look at that. And I advise you guys to make sure the insurance policies are kept current, because you've been doing some dirty things. Okay. And I don't know how much time is left. How much time is left? Who's the timekeeper?
2 seconds.
Well, 5 now. I do want to come back up. There's plenty of time. There's time left, and some things I need to say to you, most of whom, many of
that's,
whom I hope to be seeing
time.
For the last time.
Thank you. Is Fernando, I'm sorry, is Lawrence Reyes here? Okay. We have some time left. We have about 14 minutes left. So, would anyone like to? Whether they've is there anyone in the room who hasn't spoken who would like to speak? Okay, go ahead, Dwayne. You have 2 minutes.
I don't have the statistics, but I did want to just let you know that black people do live in Pasadena, and almost everyone in Houston has a car. And I appreciate the fact that you've taken put your health at risk to stay here this weekend under the austerity measures, you know, and you could have elected to spend a whole lot more money and be a little bit more centrally located near a train line or a bus line that would have maybe accessed a few extra people showing up here. But honestly, anybody who really wanted to come here more than likely did come here, even from other parts of the country. And I do just want to thank you for coming to Houston. I'm glad that you got, as many of you got to come to the station as did get there last night. And I wanted to thank all of the folks from our local board and the folks who were involved in helping make that a successful reception and dinner. And also, I just wanted to reiterate what I've heard expressed by a number of other people, that though there's, you know, a fair amount of contention, I know that you're grappling with, you know, our future, the future of our network right here. I wish you the best of outcomes, and that's my intention, is that you come out of this hopefully with a solid choice for the future executive director. My personal opinion, for what that's worth, I think that the executive director you choose should be intimately involved in the search for all of the other positions that are at this point are interim, the general managers, the CFO, et cetera, et cetera. That would be what I would suggest if I have any sway at all. Again, thanks to everybody involved. Thank you for being the people that you are, willing to put up with what you put up with, and willing to do the hard work that you do. I know that it's not easy, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken who'd like to speak? All right. Go ahead, Bill.
Just real briefly, to follow up on one of the things Dwayne said, we're only about a 10-minute drive from the Gulf Gate Transit Center, and I did offer to drive anybody that needed a ride, and I know some other people did too, but I'll take responsibility for not publicizing that very well. We should have done a better job letting people know that if they want to use public transportation, we'd be glad to shuttle them from the closest transit center.
Thank you, Bill.
The saint who walks amongst us.
Okay, is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Who hasn't spoken before? Okay, Serene, you can speak. People who have already spoken can speak again in the 9 minutes we have left. So, Serene, you can speak. Okay, did you hear me?
I did, but I think she had asked just for extra time earlier.
Okay.
But I really appreciate you doing this, Grace.
Okay.
I actually remember, just to sort of piggyback on what Dwayne said, I actually remember hearing on a PNB call a statement that the all hires were going to wait until the – I think Sandra Rolline might have said this as part of a personnel committee report sometime earlier this season in the summer, that was going to wait until the ED appointment. So I'm looking forward to the ED appointment, because there are voids in terms of having people with any expertise in broadcasting, finance, management – not-for-profit management, working with diverse people with actual financial skills, because it seems to me that if financial crisis is the reason why you guys get to go around the country and do the slash-and-burn thing that you've been doing, including randomly, well, it's not really random, is it? Because you kind of knew who your target was when you came in, firing people and then banning people and then ignoring people, we kind of need to get someone in charge who, you know, even if they were hired by people who have a political agenda and hired to execute that political agenda, we hope that the new ED, whoever that person is, will in fact accept a responsibility to the network and not just to the people who are temporarily on this board. So let's announce who that person is as soon as you guys make a decision, so we can actually have a legal, transparent process for hiring people into the other positions, because so far, everyone who has been added to the payroll has been a friend of someone on the board or a former member of the board. No postings, no examination of credentials, no open interviewing, no open application process. It's certainly true at WBAI, and it's been true in terms of every other hire that you guys have made, including the so-called hire for the election supervisor. And, you know, Les is actually a very nice guy. However, he was not qualified for the job. He was hired because he would take orders from the right people. And that's why these elections are such a disaster. I believe that we're, in fact, using the wrong list. And I said this more than a month ago. Go back and read my emails for those of you that bother. We're using the wrong list, which means there are people who should get ballots, and I don't mean the 1,300 people that LaVarne Williams knew about in August 2 months ago and never even gave the election supervisors a heads up.
Pardon me, point of order, that's two
They're 9 minutes. Did someone else indicate they want to speak?
Okay, yes, your time is up.
I'm sorry, you did not tell me there were 2 minutes, so I think you should allow me time to wrap
up. Okay, all right.
So that we do have a major problem.
You have 20 seconds to wrap up.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
We do have a major problem with the election and with the people that you guys are putting in charge. And I hate to see listener money go down the tubes again, which is what is happening, because it seems to me that this board has no respect for its listeners, no respect for its staff, no respect, I think, perhaps for anyone other than a judge. So those of you who believe that you have your legal suits, you need to get them on.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes is next.
Good morning, or good afternoon. I know I'm in morning time. I'd like to...
2 minutes, please. We have a couple of other people after you.
Okay, I just want to adjust the mic. Sorry about that. I don't mean to take off. Can you hear me now? Okay, I want to address my comments to our delegates from KPFK in regards to the rampant abuse that is going on by the vice chair of the LSB, Chris Condon, and how that abuse is being tolerated and condoned without any consequences being applied to him. We have a member called Ian Johnston who I understand that there's a challenge between him and Chris Condon, who's the vice chair. But Chris Condon has been in people's face, threatening to do harm.
Okay, I'd like to a point of order. If you wish to impugn the character of a candidate in the election, you are a candidate yourself. You have to understand that if what you're saying actually could influence your eligibility to be a candidate.
Well,
Chris Condon is a candidate in the LSB election. You may disqualify yourself as a candidate in that election. I know you're a candidate in the election.
I understand that. I understand that these concerns that are a matter of the public record. And
I'm just telling you, it's not my adjudication. I just thought I would just tell you that. Why don't you take a moment, and I'll recognize you after taking somebody else. Okay. Yes, Mr. Williams.
Thank you. I'm obliged to respond to something I heard a few minutes ago. I'm a native Houstonian. And when I was a child, I worked here in Pasadena, about a block from the headquarters of the Ku Klux Klan. Everybody should be aware of the fact that this is not the most hospitable place for black people, even though a few, a paucity, you can almost count them, live here. The plethora of black people don't live here. The powers that be have never tried to get public transportation here, because it would give us access to all of these refinery jobs here. So why would someone plan a meeting in this locale when Houston is available with public transportation? So don't you sit here and swallow this nonsense that black people live here. A handful of them do.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. I see your hand, Ted. First, Lawrence, would you like to continue? You can start over. You can have 2 minutes.
Well, thank you very much. That's very gracious of you. What I'd like to do is defer my time to Fernando Velasquez.
Okay, fine.
Just for those who do not know who Chris Condon is, he is a member of the local station board. He has used verbal language, abusive language. He has threatened to use physical force. Another member of the local station board at KPFK was forced to go and call for a restraining order. Pacifica apparently was willing to pay $1,500 to another member of the local station board, an attorney, to defend Mr. Condon. And at the end of the day, the restraining order did not happen, but yet this guy, Chris Condon, continues to behave with all total impunity, threatened to use physical violence, verbal intimidation, and nothing happens. While the chairperson of the board, Ms. Grace Aaron, continues to protect this guy. So we are appealing to you guys, have a restraining order on your chairperson's, Grace Aaron's, behavior, as well as Chris Condon, because that's totally unacceptable, especially in an institution that calls itself a promoter of peace. So, I mean, please reconsider what I'm asking you here. Do a civilized thing, be a mature citizen, think what the repercussions of this behavior can be on your public relations and your ability to recruit new listeners with this kind of behavior. I don't think you're going to go too far, especially when you have Content Punch and other media outlets willing to talk about it, nationally and internationally, because this behavior is unacceptable, especially when you are doing cult to hypocrisy by pretending to be peacemakers. So please take that into account. Be wise.
Thank you very much, Mr. Velasquez. We have time for one more person, and that's Ted Weiskel.
I think the decision to meet here in Pasadena was not done in a transparent or democratic way. That is not to malign the people who went out of their way to find this hotel and schedule this here, but it was not Democracy Now. It was two people who essentially made the decision. But the real problem has been a problem that has existed with Pacifica for the 9 or 10 years that I've been involved in this organization. It's that you don't set meetings for like the next 5 meetings and set them with an absolute time certain. If you were to plan all of the subsequent national board meetings this weekend up to the next time you come to Houston, and every time you have a meeting, tack one more on, we could have time to find housing, to find transportation, and to find free facilities. It would save this foundation a tremendous amount of money that we're all concerned about saving. So if you'll do that, we will form a committee here. We'll plan the meeting that will happen in a year and a quarter from now, and we'll do it the right way. So it's up to you all.
Thank you, Ted. All right, it's almost time to adjourn this public session, but I would like to read a little positive note here from the interim program director of KPFK. Here's what he says. At the closing down of the phone room, the computer total reads, this is for the KPFK fund drive, $1,205,428, which includes $54,352 from the web. Add in the $7,300 raised for KPFK in the KPFA newsroom during the 6 p.m. news, and the grand total so far is $1,212,728. That's $62,728 past the goal. And it's the highest total in the history of KPFK. All right, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any opposition to adjourning this meeting? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.